Good morning, the board in the meeting. This is the meeting of Land and Environmental Affairs today. I take this opportunity to welcome you all in the meeting. The department, officers from the department, we've got also some visitors from Durban, from KZN, yes, from KZN, under the Umkhuzangwe Community Property Association. So we've got those visitors, about five. We are great today because we've got five visitors from KZN. So we welcome you from Khuzangwe. We are the members of this committee. Many others we have been seeing during the time of the taking of oversight. But unfortunately, there was not there, but others were there. This is the norm that we must introduce ourselves before we start our meeting. But before that, I've got some kind of apologies. Honorable Zulu, I'm sure he's meeting that side in KZN because of the briefing tomorrow in KZN. Honorable Ntwanambi is not well. Honorable Makubele is also briefing. I think that maybe from Limpopo. Yes. Honorable Male. Chichi Mukoro is also in the briefings in the province. So we've got that crisis of briefings also this week. And we've got a couple of legislations in front of us, about 15 if I'm not mistaken. So we'll have that. Let me introduce myself before we start. I'm Nolthando Qekani. I'm the chairperson of this committee, Land and Environmental Affairs. I'm from Eastern Cape, in the rural areas of the Eastern Cape. I will go straight to my honorable members first. Ma'am?
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Mrs. Makasa. We are a permanent delegate from KZN to the end, so I also come to the person, my constituency, KZN. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is O'Neil Beer. I am representing the Western Cape. I'm a member of this committee.
Good morning, everybody. Kobus Joosten, researcher for the committee. Good morning, everybody. Oscar Bauer, committee secretary.
Good morning. My name is Deshni Pillay. I'm the content advisor.
I'm Antoinette Reynolds from the Office of the Chief Registrar of Deeds. Our office is responsible for the drafting of the Disc Registries Amendment Bill. Thank you.
Let me finish the business with the parliamentary staff.
Good morning, I'm Matilda Tago, the Executive Secretary to the Chairperson.
Okay, parliamentary staff. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tabi Shabal, the Assistant to the Secretary.
I'm Lula Manare from the Deputy Minister's Office and the DLO.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Zandile Mawar from PMG.
Thank you very much. Let me go to the department to introduce and encourage.
Morning, members. Thanks, Chair. I'm Vusi Matang, the Deputy Director, General Land Reform and Administration. I'm with my colleagues from KZN who are going to talk to this presentation today. I'll ask them to introduce themselves.
Morning, members. Morning. I'm Beyimbi. I'm the head of restitution in KwaZulu-Natal.
Good morning, members. My name is Nhlanhla Mndaweni. I'm the chief director for Provincial Shared Services Center in KwaZulu-Natal.
Morning, everyone. My name is Raini Nela. I'm the manager from the restitution office, responsible for the this project of guided class.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Clement Lamin from KZN. I'm a member of the Kayede Community Trust and a member of Kuzangwe Company. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm a member. I'm MZ Kanyel. I'm a member of Kayede Community Trust and a member of Kuzangwe.
Good morning, everyone. I am a member of Kayede Community Trust and also Mkuzangwe.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Manda Dloma. I'm a member of Kayede Community Trust, also a director of Mkuzangwe Agriculture. Thank you.
Ngilalela lonke igama lami ngumbuthuza bungisa sibisi ngikhamba kaGuide Community Trust ngaphansi kweMkhuzangwe Agriculture KZN. Ngiyabonga. Usalo weGuide.
Is there an interpreter here?
No.
Oh, who is it? Okay. Thank you very much. According to our agenda for today, the meeting with the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform Project members and the National Provincial Land Claim Commissioners in attempt to address and possible resolve issues raised at the Mkuzangwe Community Property Association during the KZN taking Parliament to the people, that during the follow-up visit. So that's why we invite those people that were in that group at Mkuzangwe. They've taken a resolution that they must invite the members of the community to come and explain or to come and resolve some issues. I was not there, but I think I will hand over to the department from KZN, and maybe those are going to give us a presentation about the Mkuzangwe. Thank you. I'll hand over to you.
Thanks, Chair and members, and the trust. Like I said before, that we're going to allow our KZN office to give a presentation. I just want to bring to the attention of the committee something that we have not asked, but which is related. Last week, Tuesday, in our outcome, we presented our annual report, the CPA annual report. We are obliged statutorily to present these annual reports of these CDIs. We call them CDIs because they include CDAs and the trust. What emanated from the report is that we've got about 1,350 CDIs that are registered with the department. Some are holding land, some are not holding land. We are also obliged to assist them there and there in terms of governance issues. If you drill down, you'll talk about skills development, financial management, and all the stuff. It has been very difficult so far for the department to cover all the CPAs. As a result, in 2011, a decision was taken to say, can we identify about 100 of them, which is 10 per province and additional 10, just to see what kind of assistance we can do. We're working closely with what we called facility management, where we visit some of them and then we check if they do governance. Governance here members would basically mean that we look at their constitutions, if they've got the constitutions, the content of the constitution, that it suits all the members. We also look at whether they do elections regularly. As you know, that they must have elected a representative, then at the expiry of the term, they must do re-elections so that they get new members. We also look at their books, if they manage their books. The report unfortunately paints a very bad picture whereby only 8 out of the 1,350 were regularized, and find that at least they are adhering to the principles of the CPA Act. As a result, the department, you might also know members, is in the process now of amending the bill so that we can make it a CPA bill, so that the bill can be user-friendly and can be able to intervene in these CDAs, especially the trust, because in the trust, you hardly be able to intervene as a department, but the only the philosophy is that the department can intervene when there are issues. Just look at the report quickly. I'll ask the parliamentary officer to distribute the CPA annual report to the members here so that they can read for themselves. Unfortunately, this particular one that we're talking to today, the Mkuzangwe, is not part of those 115 that they are undergoing regularization. I'm sure it will be considered in the future as we do the more intake to regularize more CPAs. I'll therefore hand over to our provincial guys just to go to the specific about this particular one and in response to the visit that the Solar Committee had in case of that. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Jefferson. we circulated a presentation which gives a background of where we come from with this particular claim. And some of the things that we say by way of background already contained in the report that was circulated. So in the interest of time, I'm going to run through the first few slides before I concentrate on what is at the center of what brings us here. Basically, there's a claim that was lodged by this community, a land claim, which was investigated by the commission and was found to be valid. And in terms of the form of redress that the community opted for, they opted for land restoration. So land was purchased for the community and an amount to the tune of 40 million was approved to acquire land for the Gaete community. Now, indeed land was acquired. I want to move to slide 6 of the presentation in terms of what it is that happened after the land had been acquired. Now, on the ground, some of the commodities that are there, it's sugarcane and timber. And it was the view of the department that the business or the economic activity that was taking place on the ground before we acquired the land should continue after acquisition. And the department then sought to go through a process where a strategic partner to work with the community would be sought so as to help the community to carry on with the economic activity that was in place on the ground. Now, there was a process, a bidding process that was started. But what happened before the completion of that bidding process in terms of who is offering what to this community? A company by the name of Crystal Holdings decided to approach the community directly and indicated what it is that they've got to offer and structured or struck a deal with the community, which resulted in the formation of the company that is known as Mkuzangwe. So you've got a trust, Gaete Community Trust, which is a landholding entity to which the land that we bought for the community in settlement of the claim, that land was transferred. And then the community then set up a company with Crystal Holding as an operating company. In other words, to continue with the economic activity on the ground. From the reports, the community owns 60% of equity in that business, and 40% is owned by Crystal Holdings, or was owned by Crystal Holdings. 40. Yes. 60. That is the operating company. In terms of the arrangement, at least as we understand it, the newly created or formed company then leased the restored land from the trust so that it could continue operating. Of course, the arrangement being that they were going to pay rentals to the trust. and the department was not happy with that because it was in contravention of the process that the department thought would give the community a better deal. And tried to interfere with the arrangement, but then Crystal Holdings took the department to court. Of course, the other applicants in the court proceedings, you know, the community themselves, and they were saying, department, please stay away from what we are doing. We are happy with this marriage, we are happy with this arrangement, don't interfere with it. And the court granted the interdict to say, well, your role in the matter was to settle a land claim, which you did. What happens with the land post-restoration is really the business of the community. So the court found against the department as a result. Now, as we all know, that relationship between the community and Crystal Holdings did not deliver the kind of result that the community wanted. In fact, it wasn't only this community. It was this community and another community, Yakwangcolosi, in Kranskop. So things did not go as well as they thought they would. The other community decided to get out of the arrangement because there were governance issues that developed, there were mismanagement issues that developed, and as a result, that community decided to opt out of the arrangement. This community remained. Now, when the committee or when taking parliament to the people program hit the province of KwaZulu-Natal, this is one of the projects that was visited, which was again visited recently by the NCOP delegation. At the heart of the recommendations that were made by the delegation, if you look at page or slide 8, is that ourselves, the department, as well as the community, should come or appear before this committee so that we can talk about this matter and see how best we can resolve the situation and how best we can get the community out of the problem that they find themselves in, with a view to recapitalize and develop the farm or the land that was restored to this particular community. Now, if we go to slide number 9, we try to narrow down the issues which we think should form the basis of what we should focus on in our deliberations. The first one is that Crystal Holdings, from what we are told, was liquidated, and their equity in the business, or they were bailed out by AFCRI. it's one of the issues that we think needs to be looked at in terms of what should the community do to get itself out of the arrangement that currently exists between itself and Crystal Holdings or AFCRI in Mkuzangwe, in the company that they jointly own. We are suggesting that the community must disinvest from that business or have it liquidated so that they can, and they must also initiate a process to recover rental money that is outstanding, because we are told that even though there is a lease between Mkuzangwe and the trust, but payment records reflect that the company was not keeping its side of the bargain in terms of paying rentals to the trust. So that money, we are saying, must be recovered. as part of the process to get out of this particular arena. And the second thing is that there is an interdict, which I made mention of earlier on, which was granted against the department to stay away from this relationship. And we are saying, in terms of our recommendation, if the trust, the community trust, disinvests from Mkuzangwe, or it starts the process to have Mkuzangwe liquidated, then the issue of the interdict becomes academic, because the arrangement or the relationship that we were told to stay away from no longer obtains. So we won't have to worry much about the interdict. If those two things happen, then we can talk about recapitalization and development of the farms to try and get the economic activity that was there at the time of acquisition of these farms back on track. But we make the point that recap and development can only be effected when the environment is conducive. If there are social issues within the community which require attention, they must first be resolved before we can then plow in government money to try and resuscitate the economic activity that has been collapsed in these particular farms. We then, in slide 10, try to give a breakdown of what the process is if we are talking the language of recap and development, the issue of the appointment of a strategic partner to develop a business plan, presentation of the business plan to various committees, provincial, national, and the approval of the memo by our DDG and the release of recap funding. Chairperson, before I conclude, I want to indicate to the community, to the committee, that apart from the issue of Mkuzangwe, there are other issues that do require attention if we are to deal with this matter decisively and holistically. I've already mentioned one of those issues, which is the continued involvement of the Gaede Community Trust in Mkuzangwe. A decision needs to be taken with regard to that particular issue. Two is the issue of rebuilding the relationship between the trust and the department. That is one issue that requires attention. And then thirdly, there is an issue of the legitimacy of the structure of Gaede Community Trust. From the records, the trust was set up, I think, in 2004. And I'm advised by the manager of the district that the elections that should have taken place at the interval that they should have taken place have not taken place. So those issues will also need to be sorted out. Do we have a legitimate structure? If it's not, how do we ensure that the structure is legitimate? Of course, we'll build into that the point that was made by the DDG earlier on about regularization. And then the last issue, which is not really an issue for the committee, but the issue for the leadership of the community, it's structured community meetings to give feedback in terms of the developments that are taking place around this particular issue. Because I'm aware that people know that they can land, they are aware that government bought land for them, but the economic spin-offs that they thought they would get from the restored land are not accruing as they should. I want to stop at that point. And if any of my colleagues would want to add a thing or two from the presentation that I've made, with your permission, Chairperson, I will ask for that opportunity to be provided. Thank you very much.
Is any from the department side that is going to add? Nothing. I think I must give this opportunity to also to the community, because they are listening what is happening in this, because at least we want to solve this once for if possible. Because now I can see there's someone who's suffering in this issue of this thing now. So can I give it to you, the community, one of your prisons at least, to give us what the department said about your understanding? And maybe you must give us maybe what is the solution, because the department has put there some things that we can do just to solve the problem. So at least you must give us, and then we'll take it from there. Thank you. Anyone there? Umuntu nje onokusixoxela kahle uba make baba ndicacise asixhasise kakhulu uba kwenzeka ntoni, iyabona, ukuthi ke ingaba ke ngoku urhulumeni lo yena le nto ayithethayo ingaba siyavisisana kakuhle ukuthi je befuna ukuthi ke kungayisolwa kanjani le nkinga, because ngoku sekusenkingeni, senkinga nje yonke le into esendibona sesisenkingeni, kuba ke noko babeniniki zeni nomhlaba. But ke ngoku awukhiqizi ezi njenganifuna, because nanowuthengela umhlaba ukuthi nizowukhiqiza isho, ngoku akukho mkhiqizo ngokubaloku akukho nto yenzekayo, anditsho. So ngoku ndifuna ke nizwe ukuthi ingaba nina nithini ukwenzela ukuthi sizohlakaza, kuba kunayo namakhothi kuleyo yonke le nto. Iyachaza kahle i-department ukuthi kunekhothi ekhoyo ukuthi bana bavimbele ukuthi bexha abangeni ndawo kuyo yonke le nto. Sifuna ukuviswa ke nangale ndoda engu-crystal holding, iphi yona wona shebesixoxa la, iphi yona? Kuba lona kumele siyazi ukuthi lo muntu unifake, because uye lunifake kule nkinga, ukuthi uphi yena ngoku, ukwenzela ukuthi bathina singuhulumeni lapha ephalamente sizokwazi ukunikhupha. Ngawusho ke ba.
Good morning everybody. My name is Manta Dlomo of Nkosazana, as I said before. It's a pity that the people who from the department who were there when we started the project, all of them are not here. Yes, we do understand that some mistakes have been happened, but as far as I heard the man from the department saying the crystal holding approached us directly, that is not true. Actually, Crystal Holding came to us with the department. And the people who we must work with from the department. Yes. Then that came from Mate Habishange by that time. It's not that we just tried to crystal holding on the road. And so all we started all together with the department and crystal holding. So these funds, from the beginning, did not receive any money from government. We started from the scratch with nothing. When we got the farms, there was no shelter, there was no home, there was nothing, there was no tiller on the tanks, nothing. So while we started there, Peter Holding, we put our base together, we decided to approach the nearest way we're going to supply our products on. So asking for some money to start the business, while we were waiting for some funds from the department which we have promised. This is how we started this business. We approached Ushubela in Stenga. We approached UCL where we are supplying bark. We approached MCT where we are supplying Tima. Those organizations, they help us with some funds to start up the business. Actually, we don't want to hold a card with the department and all. We don't want, because going back, it won't help us as far as we understand. But some of the things we need to put it straight as to how it happened. So we started that way. We have to approach the work. By that time, we had no tracker, nothing at all at the farm. We had to approach the garage. he's still holding was a guarantor on that garage to purchase some second-hand shooters and vehicles to work. So we finished all those things, but as I'm saying, it was a second-hand. Now they are giving us headache. And what is finishing us now is that minimum wage. That minimum wage is cutting our throat now. I'll stop there at the moment.
Yes, please, sir. My name is Clement Jamin. I'm sorry, my English is not so good. I'm going to go to the department. Hamba umnyango obaba umhlonishwa obaba umqinise mzuma kukhona umhlonishwa wephethe ngaleso sikhathi uMs Thabishange besitshela konke besinqumela ilanga lokuthi bazofika ngelinye ilanga la besilethele izikampani eziwu-4 esizokhetha kuzona sithe uma sifike eGreytown kulezi zikampani eziwu-4 sabafika sebephethe yodwa inkampani ngasekho lezi nkampani ezofo sokukhona ikhampani yodwa Crystal Holding thina i-Crystal Holding samazi ngabo bazasinqomeka bona bathi we mustn't ask about other companies now we got a right one very lucky company kusho yona i-department sangasho lokuthi ngoba masekhulume bona sasithembe bona bebona babesithengele umhlaba beulethe ekuthini njengabantu ababekade befuni bekleme izwe lasemakhabeleni kwi-Gaiete Community Trust sasebenzisana-ke saqhubeka akuhambanga-ke kahle emva kwalokho kwaba khona ngathi abazwani u-Crystal Holding nomnyango hayi ituti hayi Gaiete Trust thina sizange sixabane thina nomnyango but wabafakaney'nkantolo weke thina ngokuthi sasazi esasinekwayibona sabangakuwona u-Crystal Holding bezomvumela umphethelaekhuluma wasemnyango ukuthi sabangakuwona u-Crystal Holding ukuthi basinekwayibona ukuthi basebeshintshelane bobabili sebexabanele asazi ukuthi basebexabanele lapho hhayi ngoba sasibancoma kwa-Crystal Holding sasasibona abeza basebenzisana nabo kahle singazi ukuthi basebebonanithi-ke le interpret abakhuluma ngayo eyayenziwe iyayithi abame abakwa-department bangawuphazamisa umsebenzi bangashiwo ngokuthi abahamba basuke e-Crescob abakhona kubhalwayo njalo lapho khona kubhalwe phapho kulokho sesinile kubamelethu okuthi awuse simbuze ngalo interdate ukuthi asisakwazi ukuxhumana nomnyango manje umnyango uthi kune-interdate wayibheka ulokozana umne wethu ukuthi awuse nayibuyela i-interdate okuthiwa ikhona yayifakiwe wathi isizwe lesikhathi kangangoba ngisho kangcolosi umnyango wawusungenile khona ukuyikhona yokuzana i-Crystal Holding abakangcolosi ileku iqhayiqhile labona nje u-Crystal Holding later okay alright ngizokucela kancane ngithi ngizokudedela umfowethu u-interpreter kancane kulete mshoyo okay is one to interpret my what I'll say now okay alright okay kuthe kusenjalo kuhle kusetshenzwa-ke bama abasemnyangweni hayi mnyango sasahamba nawe ku-Crystal Holding sibone izinto ukuthi ayihambi kahle ngani ngoba thina sithola ngemali ababenzi ngesikhathi bethenga umhlaba besinike ababethe imali kunemali ababethe bona hayi thina bazosinika yona yokuqala umsebenzi ngoba abelungu babengashiyanga lutho ngikhumbula ethele uhlelo lwasemnyango laso sikhathi ethabishana wesitshela ukuthi ukhulume nabelungu ukuthi bazoshiya izindlu bashiye ugandaganda amaloli yonke into zokusebenza besazi ukuqala ukusebenza kodwa sithema sesongena sokwenza ama-violation
The department called the meeting with us as a claimant. So What they said, after we signed with Christian Holding, that we signed the agreement. After we signed the agreement, I believe everybody will remember what I'm saying. After we signed the agreement of working together with Christian Holding, then the department came along to us, calling all the community, said you must call the community. We did. And they came there, they said to the community, we sold the land to the white people. Telling the people in the area, we the government bought land for so much millions of rand, then the trustees sold the land to the people. We were there when they said that. It's not that somebody was telling us that they say so. We were there when they said that. The man who was saying that was, I believe by that time of the day, was the CPG, I believe, Tosi Gwanya. So, what they said, we sold the land to the people, to the white people, so which means the government paid for no reason for that land. Then the community started fighting with us. So this is where we called Christian Holding, asking them, what is happening? Christian Holding said, no, we don't know anything. But what we know, the department is trying to get rid of us out of this. So we see the department was using us, even though we stand with Christian Holding. Not worried what is going to happen to us if Christian Holding is taking us to court after signing that agreement, and then we chase them away. This is why we stuck with the Christian Holding, because we had agreement with them after recommendations from the department. Then from there the department didn't come to us from there on. Even though we had written letters asking them to meet with us, never received any reply from them. But, as we say, we do not cry with them, because we are like father and son, which means father and daughters. The government is our father, and we are the sons and daughters. We cannot get on fight with the government. So what your father, what our view is to say, we don't want to go back to the past, but we need a way forward from now on. Thank you.
Okay. Before honourable members, I give the honourable members, before I give the department also, I must get it from the Umkhuzwange first about do you have the full financial report of the company?
Do
we have it?
Yes, we got, but not here with us.
Not here. And then, we have the agreement with Crystal Holding and you, and yes. Do you have the agreement?
You mean a copy?
Yes.
Yes, we got. Yes, we got.
We got it with you.
Yeah, not with us. We did not carry anything because we didn't know, we didn't have any idea when it's going to be needed.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, committee members, our guest here, Madikulu, you raised a quite an important question regarding chairperson Gauss, which is Crystal Holdings would be. Ngoba. Xa kubonakala ibona kukhona ukuthi unengane zibona iy'ngane njengomzali nje uyazicumezela ngexesha ngakumbi nalo department ngoba nini nakanye fanele ni-intervene kule meko ka-Crystal Holdings ngoba nini abantu xa sisiva ngo-information abazivanele nalo Crystal Holdings benifanelwa ngale into niresearchile uba ngaba yiwanyiwe ngedepartment phambani apha nize nayo niresearche kakuhle yonke into igcina aba bantu nibaxelele ngoba nina andixabananga nale community esemkhuzango nini into efanele uba niyenze into erayithi nibonise abantu basemkhuzango uba indlelithi siyahamba ngoku siyepalamente kufuneke nize apha niniye ngoba ningakwabazula ngeenehlukane futhi nakuhlala nikhona niyidepartment ejonge aba bantu mna ndibudana yile board. I'm sorry, ndandingekhovule group yaseTranscorp ndikudana ndidlalile kodwa wona ndiyayazi le ndawo bendingayilindelanga kodwa izaziphelelela idepartment into okokuba ingalahlekisa abantu bakuthi akuningi ndiphela edepartment ngoba apha itransmension sevenatimes lothabishange belimthele ngoba loku nguye ophethe idepartment yokuqala yiyo nale nto basezohotele bathini ngokuyo nje babantu babavume xa ngaba kulinde idepartment aqinisekile into okuba yonke into yinyaniso kodwa ke asizuba kaphinde we can't go back yiyo efanelekileyo ngabantu aba aba bantu abasebenzi abathini sithetha nge-unemployment sithetha nge-poverty sithetha nge-equality aba bantu into abayilindileyo kokokuba mabatye emakhaya isizathu esidala banikezela ubomi babo kulo mkhuzango kuba urhulumente abancedise kuye kule ndawo ba kule vision kungafumelele ngoba le vision yabo bazimisa ngayo beyile trust okanye beyilele c p a okokuqala nje niyeke evanele nemina sihlalo ndiyenezwa apha bendifuna ukubuza into okokuba kutheni ama-processes ethatha ixesha elingaka lo mkhuzangwe de kwesesiphithiphithi ngo-2005 kutheni angazada registerelaa xesha ke besekhona no-Crystal Holdings kutheni ze kuthatha ixesha elingaka ndile nto ndibuza nakule department ubungono kade ndithatha ixesha elingakanani lungisa izinto ekuhlaleni kude konakale nje bekutheni i-department bekutheni yiyo ebiphambili yiye ngalungisi futhi kudeske niyayanga uba thina ndisixabane ekujele siba ngabi ndithatha ixesha elide siyacela siyile nkomiti ngoba kuhlala sebuzile nezintona bebezozibuza constitution nontoni le financial report futhi ke bakwiinanzi yenkulu esebefanele uba bane into yi-accountant intoizozimalimali zithi bebefanelwa noko ba kulomba mna andididanile into yoba abantu bangathi benomsebenzi ongaka abadibene nabona bapartners ye-companies ezinkulu kodwa ngenxa bengabantu abamnyama basazoza basahamba phansi nasezinje thina sikhona singabantu abamnyama sisemazingeni abasibalistaphi abantu bamabenyuke bade babe njengeyazinga ke lika-Crystal Holdings babanguyena arayithi ngenyalo kona kuyamonakala konakele ndiyethanda ngoba nabo bavuma bengafanela lo Crystal Holdings akune-40% i-ownership kulugqitele percent ndithandayo abantu bafumane one-60% ngendawo yabo hayi enale percentage ngekhalela okuqala okwesibini bendicela ngahlalo masiphuma apha kulungiseno into yokokuba bathi way forward le ngoba into ebalele into yokuba aba bantu mabafumane le nto bayifunayo sincede siphuma apha sincedisene nabo babona bezobona uba makuncediswane kanjani kuya phambili. Thank you very much.
Jefferson, thank you very much. Listening with the information in front of me, from the department side and from the trustee side, there is the, and looking also with the recommendations from the department in this presentation of that in front of us, those three factors, two things come out. First, the department is questioning the credibility of the trust in terms of their contribution or the relation. Now, on the issue of credibility, on the issue of finance, and also on the issue of the implementation agent. The implementation agent is the agreement between them and the agent. That is why there was an interdict. And the interdict where both of them has filed interdict against the department and win it. The interdict was won. For me, Jefferson, where I'm sitting, is that listening to the trustees also, they said the recommendation was out coming from the department. The agency was recommended by the department, and then after, suddenly there was a problem between the department and the agents, and community was the victim of the process. I don't want to speculate or speak about perception, but for an ordinary citizen of the country, say someone has a conflict of interest somewhere and stops the process. I'm saying we're talking about what people say is daily outside there. People say we're putting up projects to fail. I'm not saying there's someone corrupt in the department, but from where I'm sitting, you don't need the judge to determine. There was a problem in the department with the implementation agents. And now the victims become the poor community, which is supposed to be the beneficiaries in the process. I don't want that, because these things, it's coming too long. It's too long.
Yeah.
I'm saying there's an MOU between the community and the agent. Where's copy of the MOU? Because someone is breaching court, you can appeal court again for breaching of contract between two parties here. And then you'll take another process of 2 years of settling in court. I'm saying, on the issue of the trustees, I think they are supposed to be regulated. They know when the term comes, when another group needs to go to an AGM, they should do so. But they are regulated. We cannot force a situation where the trustees are there for life. That's why at the beginning I said that it's about the credibility of the trustees here, and then it's about the implementation agency. Not with the trustees, but a problem with the department. So in the way forward, we look at the recommendations of the department now, the present ones, also say that the relationship must be resolved between the trustees and the department. They should not having an implementation agent, except if the department has such a lot of time of dealing with one project to implement. So we need 10% to. It's unfortunate that the agent is not here. Otherwise, we would not been coming up with other recommendations. But now we must have the agents and the trustees and department and the committee under one roof as soon as possible. So that you see that, because we must also listen about what the agents say in terms of their agreement with the trustees. And all the issues, the other issues, the issue of paying rent is symptoms. But dealing with the symptom and not the actual problem. Because the symptom has arisen because of the problem, which I'm seeing to be avoided here. But my objection, the short and the long, is that there needs to be an urgent follow-up meeting where all stakeholders are in, including the implementation agents, and where the documentation also is presented, maybe upfront, the documentation being presented at that meeting. The documentation which I'm referring to is what the constitution says of the trustees, what is the MU are saying in terms of the relationship between the trustee and the agent, and then have a legal opinion, a legal backup in the same meeting, so that you close the session. You close the chapter. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah, no, I just want to concur with what has been said here. You know, we need a lot of these things are legal matters. It's not who says or what says or how says that we need copies of the correspondence between the trustees and the department and Crystal Holdings, and also correspondence where it was allegedly sent to the department. We'd like to see that as well, and also have a representative here from Crystal Holdings to also put their side of the story. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. I think when we have conducted, we have come up also with the resolution that what we must do. I think it's very important to have this meeting because we can't resolve this meeting today. Because there are some legal matters like the interdicts. Because during the time they give us the reset that the interdict has been expired, we don't know those things. How is expired, why is not, we don't know. So it needs somebody has got some illegal burial ground. And again, for the department, you know, we must fast track these things. We must not make our people to cry for everything. From 2005 up to now, it's a long day, very long. So I don't want even the department to come and express what is it, because we are going to ask again the same questions in the meeting that we are going to have. So what I'm saying that you must go and check, because during the time they made their presentation, they said that the Crystal Holding was presented by the department. So during the time official presented, they said that they came up with the Crystal Holding. So those things, at least during the time of our next meeting, and we'll fast track the meeting, we'll go to check our program. We'll take maybe one day to KZN. We'll go there to KZN as a committee. And then we'll invite you plus this Crystal. And we must come up on that day to resolve this once and for all. And those resolutions, the department must see to it. Because at the end of the day, the people are suffering. So at the end of this meeting, of that meeting, whatever, we must come up with a resolution that the department must get in and assist this. But we must know this legal background of the interdict and the others, what is it? So I see no point that I can ask questions, because those questions maybe will be asked again. Thank you. Is there anyone want to say?
Thanks, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members and the Committee. I think, Chair, I don't want to change what you just sum up now. I just want to bring to your... Okay, the first Honourable Dean Chair is to apologize on behalf of the Department. We cannot be living a situation like this for so long not attended to. There's a few changes that are happening in the Department. You will notice that there is this common word called capitalization and development. It is precisely this in 2009 where the minister introduced the unit in order for people to concentrate on what they are appointed for. Let me make an example. These guys, their role is to settle the claim. Someone is supposed to take over the claim, what we usually call horse settlement, and run with the horses of development. We opened a new unit called Recapitalization and Development. This is under me. I'm the one who's supposed to be taking over after they settle the claim and then run with the development part of it. I was not aware of this matter. I'm going to definitely ask the guys to make a handover report so that we take over as Recapitalization and Development. We engage the community and move forward. I need to bring to your attention, Chair, that we're talking about 18,000 hectares. Already 11,000 of those hectares have been settled. So you can imagine the vast land that we're talking about here. It's good business sense that the department looks after its land and assists the people. Although there's a few things that from this discussion, it's clear that there are certain bridges that we must cross before we start engaging the problem. The community chair here is clear. They must have a meeting to take a resolution. which is to terminate their relationship with this cartel holding. I hear the allegations that it was brought by the department, and it's not an excuse to say that because the people mentioned it are no more in the department, then we can say pointing fingers. The department is an organization. Someone was supposed to be running with this thing. They must make that resolution. We'll assist them. Obviously, we need to facilitate it. So that they terminate this, one danger that you if you don't terminate this, you start going and look at the monies that they are entitled to. You find that those guys from Castle Springs resurfaces because now they know that the department will be pumping more money. So legally, we need to find a way of assisting them to get out of this marriage and then start things into a clean slate. I wanted to come up with the timelines, but because of the legal nature of the system in South Africa, it's not easy to come up with the timelines. But it's something that will engage the community and assist them because they can't do it on their own. They may need money even to do this. So we need to come there with legal assistance, if possible, so that they are out of this, and then we start the new process afresh, and then we move with them and monitor them closely, Chair. That's the undertaking I want to make, Chair.
Thank you very much. I think it's very easy to ask, okay? Because you commit yourself that you are going to do this, you are going to meet with the community. So it make us very easy to ask. But as a committee, we want to fast track this thing. Yes, there's some legal matter here, but you must make sure that this thing must happen before, because we are going to ask some letters to you to say how, we are not going to say how far, until the end of the year, of the hour, of the end of the 10 years. We must know, because this, at the end of the day, these people must be assisted. These people must be assisted, no matter what goes wrong, goes right. These people must be assisted. And we don't want to accuse anyone now, because maybe those people, like Regis is not here, law police department, so Otos are not here now. But we're not going to accuse those people now, but those that are in the department must see to it that those people are assisted. In fact, it is not even supposed as a committee to call those people from, as if we don't have some departments in the area. We have got a lot of people, that's why the government put some people in all 9 provinces, that to make sure that the things are happening, you know. So it's just, I don't know, what can I put, to call some people from that side to say that izani zosililela. Asifuni bantu bazokhala la. Izani zosikhala kwenzela ukuba thina sizo. Ndandibonisa ukuthi kubo, the picture from them is that i-department is not working. We are the politicians. We are not the implementers. But we want these things to be happening, you know. Ezinto mazenzeke bakuthi before sifake iinyawo zethu kakhulu. And ke niyasazi ukuthi eli xesha uba sinesandla. Niyazi ke nje na ukuthi asihleki manje. Sifuna ukuthi into zikabanjini. Thina ke into esizayenza ukuthi nina nithi make sure ukuthi by next week nihlala phansi nabantu. Thina will get a report. That week I must have makwenzeka ntoni na ukuthi nina, but aba bantu next week must have a meeting before we go there.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Ungathi umamele uba yinto endifuna ukuyirayisa bendifuna proposal plan njengoba within a month's time kuze siyigqibele le process yonke ukuba ntoni kwenzeka ntoni. I would say iqonda uba interdict neentonintonintoni abantu bakuthi mabajonge abantu xa besezindaweni. Sihlalo ngethamsanqa ndikhona abantu bakwazinatali ndiplayiwe bro. Mna ke ndiyajongana nedepartment kwazisea lesi ndiafuna ukuthi uba ngitoba kunjeke ngoku yabahlalo sicala uba wisinemonth time iproblem ma ibe seyisolvekile yakwela sivale ngoba unovemba siyavala sivale yonke le nto siyigqibile asikwazi uba sesekomiti nekushiye izinto ezidinga. Thank you very much.
Is one of the things mhlambe salo obunye bengizise ukulokhuza kwabela yoba sisho department ibingezi kina kodwa konke sizwe futhi ukuthi sokukhona ukuxhumana sokukhona ukusondelana kancane sikuveze lokho singakufihli yabo ya kukhona ukuxhumana khona njengamanje uyabonga.
I'm not going to be able to do this. Ukuhlangana mhlawumbe kuzoba khona indlela iway forward ezokwenzeka bese sesingena emphakathini emphakathini ngathi kukhona imali esiyidlayo emphakathini ngathi kukhona into esiyenzayo ngama-plus nangemali njengoba sufune zonke lezo ncato enu what what even nalamabhuku abenziwa ama-auditor okwamanje aphezu kwama-auditor kodwa ke sizoletha lawa ayasevele sephele from the last year noma singaletha nje wonke sizama ukuthi siwakhele kuningi ndosinesibona eqondile kwenzewela ezandlenzeofisi lakho okwamanje siphela nzima sineenyanga ezinde kuyambula kuyambeswa isebenzi ngoba sikhokhe imali e-more than 200,000 rand a month just for abasebenzi kodwa siyabona manje ukuthi umkhumbi uya kancane ufuna ukongena olwandle usugama nqangaka sesikumasiholele isisebenzi sakuthi ungabazihlanga ongeke ntoshaye namhlanje kodwa ngosemngenelele sesinethemba siyabonga umnyaka masho ukuthi siyake sikuwona njengoba sesishiwo nasekuqaleni a besichenza ukuthi kube nezinto eqondayo ngoba nathi siyenqena ukuthiwa noma sesiphumile mhlawumbe kulelo committe abantwana bethu bayokhonza kuthiwa oyihlo babulala izwe lama-plus campaign kunamabhizinisi amakhulu lapha sisebenza kahle sishaywa yibona ukuthi esingenawo amandla okuqala umsebenzi ongasondelani kahle nomnyango sibonga kakhulu nokuthwalela lithuba nabonga.
The other colleagues can join you. I'm rushing to the podcom doing the annual report.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll do this.